That was Matt Tone with Radio Connects Us All. And this is Radio Ace from Imaginary Stations.
Et maintenant, les aventures de Flash Frisbourne. Flash Frisbourne, le disc jockey plus stupide. Il annonce les programmes d'Univore cum sans paper. Flash Frisbourne au Canada. Dans l'épisode dernier, le Frisbourne Kid a retourné au Canada, les studios du WAP, le temple avec musique. Écoutons.
Oh, monsieur de Frisbourne, les studios.
Ah, ces studios sont très bons, monsieur.
Qu'est-ce que c'est vous dit?
Ces studios, c'est très bon. Et aussi très moderne, también. I can't do this. Let's do it the normal way.
And now...
That's better.
The Aircheck Factory presents... The Amazing Recorded Adventures of Floating Flash Frisbourne, Radio Ace. Flash Frisbourne, the disc jockey that just can't keep a job. You'll remember in our last episode, Flash was hired at the studios of High-Low 2718, an all-weather station with the WAP format, weather-oriented pop. Flash is with the station program director and manager, Nimbus Colombo, on the way to the studios to begin his first day inaugurating the new format. Let's listen.
Dancing up a storm? Well, you know, I mean, if you really think it's going to work that way.
Listen, Frisbourne, there's no doubt. This is going to be the biggest thing to hit not only Manitoba, not only Canada, but the world.
Yeah?
Pretty soon you're going to have stations with a WAP format playing weather-oriented pop for their localities and getting the big numbers.
The big numbers?
That's right, the big numbers. I'm talking about cumes.
Yeah?
I'm talking about quarter hours.
Yeah?
I'm talking about success, Frisbourne.
Jeez.
Success. Success.
Yeah.
Now listen, let's take a look at the studios.
Okay.
I want to show you over here.
All right.
This is the weather wire room. Now in here we have all the weather wires from all the major services.
Okay.
We've got the weather in every city, in every country in the world. Your job is to give that weather to the people.
Uh-huh.
They don't want to know only what's going on here in Bim Bam. Uh-huh. They want to know the weather around the world.
The world?
That's right. Weather. Weather-oriented pop. Now you take the weather from these weather wires,
uh-huh.
Okay, and you take the, over here we've got our satellite receiver,
wow.
Which is constantly giving us a complete drawing and maps of the world with the weather, and you see you got here, you got these, I don't know what you call these little circles.
Isobars.
Yeah. Okay, well, anyway, you got all that stuff.
I knew that.
And your job, Frisbourne,
huh?
The heart of the format,
yeah.
Is to make the music and the weather go together.
Together? Why would I do that?
That's the format. Oh. WAP. Weather-oriented pop.
Oh.
Now, your job, should you decide to accept it, and by the way, Frisbourne, yeah. You got to accept it because I got nobody else to take early evenings.
That's my favorite shift, anyway.
Your job is to put this whole thing together.
Yeah.
You put together your own forecast.
Uh-huh.
You pick your own music.
Yeah.
It's all in your hands, Frisbourne. Wow. It's all up to you.
It's my show. Oh, wow.
Well... What an exciting time for Flash. He could go down in the history books as a pioneer. The first person to inaugurate the WAP, weather-oriented pop format. It's later in the evening now, as Flash begins his new career as a weather jockey.
And in addition to fog, London will also be seeing additional rain today, but it's a beautiful day here in Bim Bam, Manitoba. I'm Flash Frisbourne. You're listening to The WAP Show, weather-oriented pop for all of Bim Bam and surrounding area. Beautiful day in Bim Bam. It's also a lovely day over in Montreal today.
Look how the skies are silver, beautiful Montreal. Out of the sky of silver.
High-low 2718. Music and weather.
You're my Jamaica. You're where I want to be. You're my island when I'm being tossed on a stormy sea.
And the satellite photograph shows that our friends in the Saucy Islands can be expecting some tropical disturbances, as we said. This is High Low 2718. I'm Flash Frisbone. This hour's weather and music is brought to you by BJ's Truck Stop, the place for fine food and good country music. It's a beautiful day here in Bim Bam. Temperature is 27 degrees at Celsius. It's a lovely day. No rain expected in the forecast for all of Manitoba. And looking to the south back into the U.S., down in Colorado, Denver is expecting temperatures in the 70s. A nice day for our friends down there in the Rockies.
The place where I was born.
Frost Canada, a beautiful day everywhere today. And right now it's dropped to 26 degrees, but that's Celsius. That means it's nice and warm outside. So we got a little bit of sunshine left here on the early evening, and it's a good time to get out. Beautiful, fantastic day here. We've been bringing you the weather from all across the world, but of course it's the best in your own backyard. Right now it's 26 degrees, not a cloud in the sky, just a fantastic, fantastic day in Bim Bam, Manitoba. Twilo 2718, Flash Frisbone.
Weather
and music. High Low 2718.
Take a good look around. There's no clouds looking down upon your way.
And for Bim Bam, it's going to be a beautiful weekend. No rain at all. The earliest we could see any rain in the forecast for the local area would be sometime by midday Tuesday. Just a little bit cooler in Paris, and the rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain. Hey, this is Floating Flash Frisbone, bringing you the weather here on High Low 2718. All weather, all the time, for all of most of Manitoba. Hey, I gotta tell you, it's just a beautiful day here in Bim Bam. Temperature right now is 26 degrees Celsius. A lot of beautiful sunshine today. And the weatherman says, and I quote from the Weather Wire, there is going to be no rain at all until at least Tuesday. So a wonderful weekend in store for you on High Low 2718. We'll be right back with more weather and music after these messages.
There's 5 new records on the jukebox at BJ's Truck Stop. That's right, BJ's Truck Stop in downtown Bim Bam has 5 new singles, including one by Johnny Paycheck.
Boy, this is the easiest job I've ever had. All you got to do is read the weather and play the stuff.
Oh my God, Frisbone! Oh jeez! Oh God, Frisbone!
What are we gonna do?
Calm down!
Frisbone,
what's wrong?
Listen,
haven't you looked out the window?
No,
Frisbone,
I've been doing my show.
Well, what? It's raining, and you've been saying the sun is shining.
It says on the wire.
Oh my God! What are we gonna do? I was just down at the truck stop. They canceled all the ads. They said we're a bunch of bozos.
Stop my fault.
What are we gonna do here? Wait a minute! I'll be right back.
Tired of bears eating your garbage.
I was just doing my job. I don't understand, man. It said sunshine. I was just doing my job. It ain't my job to look out the window. I read the weather after. It ain't my job.
Oh, Frisbone, quick.
What?
Cue up this record. We're changing format. Cue it up. Just cue the thing up. Okay, cart.
What's going on?
Okay, Frisbone, quick.
Why?
Play this cart and then play the record.
Why?
Play the cart and play the record.
But the spot for
Come on, push the button. I don't care about the commercial. Play the cart.
All right.
And then play the record.
All right.
Oh, my God. I'm a failure.
This is Disco 18 to 35.
Disco. Well, what about the weather?
The WAP format is dead. It's disco all the way, Frisbone. Disco all the way.
Okay, I guess. Anything else?
Oh, yeah, there's one more thing, Frisbone.
Yeah?
You're fired.
Oh, okay. I'm fired? I was just doing my job!
Well, it looks like Flash is once again out of work. What will happen? As we leave our hero this month, he's walking alone in the rain, heading toward BJ's truck stop in hopes of perhaps getting a free meal. Tune in again next month for another exciting adventure of Floating Flash Frisbone Radio Ace. The amazing radio adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone are recorded at the facilities of Studio B in Marquette, Michigan.
You're tuned to Radio Ace from Imaginary Stations.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Delicious things to eat.
The popcorn can't be beat.
The sparkling drinks are just dandy. The chocolate bars and the candy. So let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat. Let's all go to the lobby.
For your convenience, we have an attractive refreshment stand in the lobby with buttered popcorn, golden good and hot from the popper, your favorite candies, wholesome and rich with a flavor treat for every taste, ice cream and other good things to eat, plus delicious Coca-Cola. Enjoy ice-cold Coca-Cola at our refreshment stand right now.
It's time once again to Ask Dr. Science. So let's ask Dr. Science.
That's me.
Remember, he knows more than you do.
That's right.
From Fair Oaks, California, gateway to Sacramento, Tate Bloom writes, Dear Dr. Science, why does my cassette player eat my tapes? What could I feed it as a substitute?
Your cassette player is hungry. So many people have this problem because they never bothered to read the instruction manual that came with their tape player when they bought it. You may recall some mention of head cleaning solution. Well, this is just another term for tape player food. If you don't feed the heads, they'll eat your tape. It's that simple. The food they like best is 90% rubbing alcohol. The normal 70% solution you buy at the neighborhood drugstore just won't cut the mustard. You'll end up with a rusty-headed, hungry tape player that'll still eat your tapes. Hope I've answered your question.
Thank you, Dr. Science. Send your science questions to Ask Dr. Science. Remember, he's not a real doctor.
I have a master's degree
in science.
Amazing recorded adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone Radio Ace. Flash Frisbone, the disc jockey with the unending array of pink slips, the on-the-air personality that travels from gig to gig in a never-ending search for a job where he lasts beyond the probation period. Flash Frisbone, with the uncanny ability to do or say the wrong thing at the wrong time, be in the wrong place, wear the wrong colored tie, eat the wrong breakfast cereal, take the wrong vitamins, drive the wrong car, wear the wrong deodorant.
Just a minute!
Flash Frisbone, whose employment history is bigger than the Manhattan Yellow Pages. You'll remember in our last episode, our hero, Floating Flashy Boo, was just given the old heave-ho from Hilo 2718. The station already changed its call letters to Disco 18 to 35, trying to recoup the listeners that he lost by giving the wrong weather forecast all evening at the all-weather station in Bim Bam, Manitoba. As we join Flash this week, he's slurping suds at BJ's Truck Stop and Beer Palace in Bim Bam, Manitoba, talking about his troubles with the barkeep and the only other person in the bar, a well-dressed gentleman in his mid and affluent 40s. Let's listen.
So I didn't know that it was raining. I mean, there's no windows, you know. Anyway, barkeep, another O'Keefe. So, I mean, that's the end of my broadcasting career. I'm out of it. So anyway, but what'd you say your name was?
Well, I didn't, actually. The name is Thurston. Thurston Fecal the Third.
Fecal the Third?
Fecal the Third. You've perhaps heard of the Fecal Broadcasting Corporation, perhaps?
Ye Fecal Broadcasting Corporation?
Yes.
The ones with all the money?
Yes, that's us. As a matter of fact, I did catch that broadcast of yours, and
Aside from a few mistakes...
I was just doing my job!
I think you're just what we need at our station in Butte, Montana. Would you consider coming to work for us?
Wow, sure!
Well, wonderful. Then if you'll come with me, I'm on my way back from my Canadian vacation, and we can talk about terms, and I can show you the station. If you'll just come out here and climb into my limousine...
Wow, is that a neat car?
Well, I'll bet you thought things like this only happened in made-up stories. But Flash has another gig, and so we take you to Butte, Montana, and the offices of KBUX, K-Bucks.
And not only do you have a nice car, but what a neat office!
Yes, Frisbone, we believe the station image should start at the station.
Are those real gold records?
Oh, they certainly are. When the other stations were melting theirs down, mine stayed right here on the wall at KBUX. K-Bucks. Now, tell me, Frisbone, have you had much experience with beautiful music before?
Oh, I guess I work just about every format there is.
Well, Frisbone, here at K-Bucks, we pride ourselves in our uniqueness. We don't just play elevator music. Oh, no, sir. At K-Bucks, we play music for people without elevators. Our advertisers are a select group, and we're the only request station in Butte as well.
Take requests?
Yes, but only if the person calls collect. Now, we run about 12 spots a day.
You mean 12 an hour, right?
No, Frisbone.
No.
Here at KBUX, we don't rely on heavy spot loads. Didn't you notice where we are?
You mean with studios in the second floor of a bank?
We like to call it the penthouse. Now, Frisbone... Let's talk money.
Oh, boy, that's my favorite subject.
Well, yes, I suppose it would be. How does 100 sound?
Oh, wow. Gee, Mr. Fecal, I'm not sure. You know, with inflation and all, I don't know if that would be enough.
Oh, Frisbone, you drive a hard bargain, old man. Okay, dial up it to 120.
Gosh, I really expected more than that. I mean, what can you buy with $120 a week anymore?
$120 a week? What do you think we're running here, Frisbone? This is KBUX, K-Bucks.
Yeah.
That means money. We don't worry about money here. I was talking about $120,000 a year, my good man.
You kidding?
Money's never a problem here at K-Bucks. When we need more, we just go downstairs and make a withdrawal.
Say, have you ever heard of Bert Lance?
Who?
Nothing, I was just...
Well, look, Frisbone, you can start today. Now, let's go to the studio. I'll introduce you to Rosemary. She's running the tapes.
Oh.
You'll like her, although sometimes she's a bit careless.
Oh.
Well, last week she erased 18 minutes of one of our best beautiful music reels.
Oh,
it was a sad, sad time, but...
Well, you know, I hear there's a lot of that going around.
Oh, well, speak of the devil. Here she is now. Rose.
Oh, yes, Mr. Fecal.
I'd like you to meet Flash Frisbone.
How do you do?
Enchanté.
Flash will be spinning tapes with us. By the way, did you recart that Royal Roll spot?
Oh, yes, sir, Mr. Fecal. It's right in the rack.
Yes, Frisbone, one of our best customers. Royal is the only car wash in the city that specializes in Rolls Royces. They're diversifying next week, though, to Mercedes. Flash, ever since we struck oil here, the city hasn't been the same.
Well, that's what I like to see, a town with a good, strong economy.
And a good, strong radio station, KBUX.
K-Bucks!
Right.
I'm a quick learner.
Now, here's the list of the music tapes that you'll be playing this afternoon.
This afternoon?
Right, middays, Frisbone.
My favorite shift.
So I've heard. Your first spot will be in about 3 hours.
3 hours?
We had a heavy load this morning. Ran 4 commercials.
Yeah.
Had some complaints, too, so we're going to cut back this afternoon. Anyway, Frisbone, it's very important that you get all of these tapes in the right order.
Oh, no problem.
And play the spots directly according to schedule. That's very important. We have a flow chart. It's all been worked out for us, Frisbone.
Oh.
The system is completely and totally automated. It all works with just one button.
This one here?
No, Frisbone, don't touch that button!
What's the matter?
Frisbone, that was the master erase button.
Come on, there's no such thing as that.
You have just degaussed the entire beautiful music library
KBUX. Never did.
K-Bucks.
Never did. Come on, where's the music?
Well, when I hired you, I thought you had it.
But you've had it, Frisbon.
Is this a joke now?
We won't be needing your services anymore.
Come on, now. What's...
Here, I'll write you a severance paycheck.
You're serious, aren't you?
Is that one N or two?
That's one N, but I mean, come on now, what is
this? No, Frisbone, you just won't do.
Come on now, I didn't even get to
start. Here's your severance pay for one day's work.
What is $4,616.96?
No, Frisbone, no more negotiations, that's all you get. That's all you get. And I'd like to see you out of here as soon as possible. Rosemary, we need more tape.
I'll see what I can do, Mr. Fecal. Oh, by the way, Mr. Frisbone. There's a collect call for you long distance.
Oh, okay.
You can take it in the office.
4,600.
Well, that's more money than Flash has made in his last 10 gigs put together. But what is going to happen in our next exciting episode? Who's the long-distance phone call from? And what about Elma Gluck? You'll find out next month when the Aircheck Factory brings you another amazing recorded adventure of Floating Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace.
The amazing recorded adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone are produced at Studio B in Marquette, Michigan, exclusively for the Aircheck Factory. All rights reserved. Copyright 1980.
You're listening to the adventures of Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace, on Radio Ace from Imaginary Stations. For more information, email us at imaginarystations@gmail.com. That's imaginarystations@gmail.com. Where radio connects us all. It's Radio Ace from Imaginary Stations.
Amazing Recorded Adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace. Flash Frisbone, endowed with abilities far beyond mere mortal radio entertainers, such as the unerring ability to break format, mispronounce the name of the major sponsor, not to mention the name of the president.
Jimmy Carter.
Flash Frisbone, who last month received the largest severance pay ever awarded for a jock for not even saying one word on the air, $4,616.96 from KBUX K-Bucks. As we join our hero this month, he is staring at his severance paycheck, still stunned, and he has been told there's a collect call for him. Let's listen.
Hello?
Hello, this is the operator.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I have a collect satellite call for Mr. Flash Frisbone.
Frisbone.
Will you accept the satellite charges?
Oh, sure.
Wow, I got enough money not to sweat a phone call. Boy, I'm going to get out of radio. Maybe start that waterbed store at last.
Hello? Oh. Hello? Frisbone.
Frisbone.
Whatever, son. Say, this is Benson Burner over in Savannah, son.
Benson Burner? You mean Ben Burner, the owner of the Savannah ball team?
Yes, and the yacht. Oh,
say, too bad about that race.
Oh, think nothing of it, son. Well, listen, the reason I'm calling is because I've got a job for you down here in sunny Georgia.
Well, Mr. Burner, I don't really need a job. I got some money and,
But, son, we need you down here in Georgia. We're starting a new network. CWN, I call it.
CWN?
Yeah. Got the idea for it when I was on vacation up in Canada.
Uh-huh.
Heard this station up in Manitoba. See, it was all weather.
That was me.
And they played music that was about the forecast.
That was me.
Yeah, and I really, really liked it, son.
That was me.
Well, Yeah, I got your name from Billboard. See, I got the ad right here. It says here, says you do everything.
Yeah, they give me a rate on that ad. I run it every week.
Well, son, we need you. Come to Savannah. Would you come?
Sure, I guess, but I really don't need to. See, I'm going into the waterbed store business.
Later, son, later. Listen, I'm sorry to call you collect, but I wasn't sure if I'd get you, you know. I called 15 stations already today before I found the right one.
No problem. I got money.
Well, listen, I'll see you in Savannah, son.
Okay, I see ya.
Bye now.
Bye.
This is the operator. Are you through, Mr. Frisbone?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, send the bill to me at CWN in Savannah.
Okay, Mr. Frisbone, the bill comes to $4,614.85.
What?
Well, Mr. Frisbone, satellite time is expensive, especially since they lost SATCOM 3.
Oh.
We'll send you the bill. Have a nice day.
Bye.
And so, with $2.11 to his name, our hero journeys to sunny and beautiful Georgia, the studios of CWN, and the offices of Benson E. Berner.
Son, this is where history's gonna be made. The Cable Weather Network. 24-hour-a-day weather on TV.
It didn't work on the radio.
Of course not, son. Folks want to see the maps.
I don't see the maps. Where are the maps?
Oh, they're not here yet, son. They're on back order. Hey, I hope they'd be here for tomorrow's inauguration, but they just didn't arrive yet.
Oh, who else works here?
Well, son, I've hired the best weather names in the business.
Uh-huh.
Names like Dr. Frank Field and Storm Field.
Ooh.
And Valerie Voss, Ward Allen and Albert, and George Grafis,
wow.
Just to name a few.
Whew.
All the big weather names.
Ooh, gosh, where are they?
Well, they haven't arrived yet.
Uh-huh.
We're still negotiating.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, we sign on tomorrow, and that's why I need you.
Oh, for a weathercaster.
Well, no, son. Not exactly. You see, the audio equipment didn't all come in.
Audio equipment?
Right, and we need a 1,000-cycle tone.
1,000-cycle tone?
You know, ooh.
Ooh?
That's right. Ooh, ooh.
Ooh,
ooh.
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 No, a little higher.
Ooh.
A little higher.
Ooh.
That's it. Now, what I want you to do, Frisbone, is to stand behind that test pattern over there, son.
Yeah?
And just go, ooh.
Ooh.
No,
ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, like that. Okay, now just go over there behind the test pattern and go, ooh. And, but keep it regular. You know, a little more regular. That's it, son. Now, don't let up. Don't let up. You just stay there and do that, and I'll go in and turn on the transmitter, and we'll begin transmitting. Now, just keep it up, son. That's good, son. That's good. Just keep a little more regular, son.
Well, is our hero going to make it? Will he keep a steady tone going? Will he make it without breaking format? Will he get a date with Valerie Voss? And what about Elma Gluck? Tune in next month and find out as we bring you another episode of Floating Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace. Amazing Recorded Adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone are produced exclusively for the Air Check Factory at Studio B in Marquette, Michigan.
Try and keep it a little more regular, son. A little more regular.
Daddy da dit da 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 da. What do you hear over the air? CQ serenade. So you don't know just what it means. Dust your shoes off, shake out your jeans. Get on your feet, jump to the beat of CQ serenade. CQ has gone and brought us a new rhythm that's swinging all the cats by the ear. Let's do ourselves a favor and get with them. You'll find you get the message, man, you'll hear it coming loud and clear. Doesn't matter what words you sing, just remember the beat's the thing. Get on the beam, carry the theme of CQ Serenade. Da-di-da-di-da-da-di-da. Da-di-da-di-da-da-di-da. What do you hear over the air? CQ Serenade. Amateurs on the radio, picked it up and then made it grow, spread it around, swelling the sound of CQ Serenade. From India, a call to the USA, I'm reading you, you're coming through fine. From Canada to France and the old UK, for when it comes to radio, the world's one great big party line. Tune in anywhere on the band, any corner of any land. Let's put it there, right on the air with CQ Serenade. Da-dee-da-dee-da-da-dee-da makes a fella feel la-dee-da when he unbends, making you friends with CQ Serenade. It really doesn't matter at all, CQ, how smooth you make the signals combine. And anyone can answer the call, CQ, just make with a receiver and get on the CQ party line. Take your cue from the radio, even beatniks go do-de-do. It's everywhere, filling the air, that CQ Serenade.
You're being serenaded by Radio Ace from Imaginary Stations. Coming up in just a few minutes, more adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone.
I'm packed up for a trip to Texas. I got a little band of gold and all for a pretty little witch just filled with hexes, 10 miles east of Wichita Falls. Hello, Greyhound, ride me a one-way just as fast as you can haul. If you can get me there by Monday, check my things through the Wichita Falls. 10 miles out near the Wichita River, I'm gonna build me a big tall wall around my love, and love I'll give her. 10 miles east of Wichita Falls, 10 miles east of Wichita Falls. Bad, the less the better, I don't want no telephone calls. If it's important, write me a letter, address throughout Wichita Falls. Come the springtime, I'll be a-trotting, I've got to work till the common fall. When I can't raise cane, we're gonna raise cotton, 10 miles east of Wichita Falls. 10 miles out near the Wichita River, I'm gonna build me a big tall wall around my love, and love I'll give her. 10 miles east of Wichita Falls, 10 miles east of Wichita Falls, 10 miles east of Wichita Falls.
And now, the amazing recorded adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace. You'll remember in our last thrilling episode. I don't think that's the right music.
Yeah, that is the same music.
Okay. You'll remember in our last thrilling episode. Last time, the music was a little more rousing.
That is the same music!
Okay. In our last thrilling episode, our hero, Floating Flash Frisbone, working for the Cable Weather Network, was given the assignment of producing a 1,000-cycle test tone using only his lungs. Will our hero make it? Will our hero keep up the steady tone at a steady pace for 17 hours before the station signs on? Will he make it? No. His best shot just wasn't good enough. And so our hero finds himself waking up in an unusual place, a hospital bed. In the chair next to him, a very official-looking gentleman wearing a Dartmouth Direct suit.
What about that line you always say?
Let's listen.
Hey, where am I?
You're in Our Lady of the Cumes Hospital, Frisbone.
hospital.
Right.
Hey, I didn't know that Savannah had such neat hospitals.
You're not in Savannah anymore. This is northern New Hampshire, Frisbone.
New Hampshire? How the heck did I get in?
Well, you see, I bought your contract from the Cable Weather Network. As soon as I heard about you, I knew you were the guy for the job to cover the election.
You mean the election?
Right. There's an election.
Election?
And as soon as I knew that you covered the political scene for NBC, well, I just had to...
Wait a minute. Now, you might have read my resume a little too fast.
What do you mean?
Yeah, what it says is...
You worked at NBC.
No, I listened to Don Imus on WNBC when I was in New York looking for a job.
Huh? You never worked with Jessica Savage?
Are you kidding?
Or Jane Pauley?
I should be so lucky. No, not even Tom Brokaw.
Well, with your extensive background, I mean, you must have some political savvy, right?
Well, I mean, I do know that in America, anybody can grow up to be president.
Well, we've more or less proven that, Frisbone. Now, look, you gonna work for me or not?
I'm not working for Cable Weather Network anymore.
Fired, Frisbone.
Oh. I guess I'm your boy, then.
Good. Okay, now listen, I want to show you this map here.
Can you hold it closer?
Okay, how's that?
Closer.
Now, you see this? You see this county that borders on Quebec?
I can't see it.
Well, that's going to be your territory, Frisbone, right here. We're going to send you to the campaign headquarters of Rene Snowfleck.
Maybe I need glasses.
And he's been running as an independent. His platform calls for that county to secede from New Hampshire and join Quebec. No one really knows where he came from, but he's got a lot of support, especially from the Tobacco Growers Association.
Rene Snowfleck. I think I've heard that name before.
The scene shifts now to election night. As Flash is stationed at Snowfleck headquarters, 3 miles from the Quebec border, the air is heavy with cigarette smoke as our hero files his first report of the evening.
This is Flash Frisbone reporting from Snowflake headquarters. The latest totals here, as the polls close on the West Coast, show independent Snowflake with 13,382, and independent John Anderson a close second, 13,381. Ronald Reagan has slightly over 11,000, but the last name on the board, I can't make it out because of all the cartons of cigarettes in front of the board. But I'll have those totals in my next report. So with 61% of the precincts reporting, it's a dead heat between Snowfleck and Anderson. This is Flash Frisbone reporting. Now back to the AM-FM voices, WGOP and WFLQ.
Hey, Chief, was that okay?
Yeah, but Frisbone, try and find out who the other candidate is before your next cut-in. Your county's picking up national attention. NBC says they might take a feed soon.
Oh, you mean maybe I could get to talk to Jane Pauley?
Frisbone? I suppose if it was CBS, you'd want to talk to Wonder Woman.
Huh. Hey, that's a thought. Hey, wait just a minute, Chief.
Oh, don't call me Chief. What the heck's going on there, Frisbone?
I'm not sure. I'll go check.
Well, listen, I gotta check with Reagan headquarters. Get back to me, Frisbone. Get back to me.
Well, what's all the hubbub at Snowflake headquarters? And are you sure that's the right music?
This is the right music!
Listen, if you're fooling me, if that's not the right music, I don't have to announce. It's in my contract.
We have ways of making you talk.
Tune in again next month for another thrill-a-minute episode of Floating Flash Frisbone Radio Ace. And don't forget to vote.
And what about El McGlack?
The amazing recorded adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone are produced at Studio B in Marquette, Michigan. Exclusively for the Air Check Factory.
Okeechobee on my mind, thinking about Okeechobee. Where I can make moonshine and live a good life of ease. Where catfish play and nobody bothers me. Okeechobee on my mind, just thinking about Okeechobee. Well, pull out of Memphis, I passed through Natchez this morning. I'm splitting the wind, so highway, you better take a warning. Put my foot on the floor, I'm happy as I can be. Lord, I'm going back home to my hometown, Okeechobee. Oh, Okeechobee on my mind. I'm thinking about Okeechobee. Where I can make moonshine, live a good life of ease. Where the catfish play and nobody bothers me. Okeechobee on my mind, just thinking about Okeechobee. Livestock truck. Yeah, I can see that lake and smell the black man muck. And when I pulled in, the sugar cane waved to me. Hello, how are you? It's been a long time, no see. Okeechobee on my mind, just thinking about Okeechobee. Where I can make moonshine, live a good life of ease. Where the catfish play and nobody bothers me. Okeechobee on my mind is thinking about Okeechobee. Okeechobee on my mind is thinking about Okeechobee. Where I make moonshine, live a good life of ease. Where the catfish play.
All right, you've been listening to Radio Ace. This is DJ Frederick. Please write and let us know what you think of our programs here at Imaginary Stations. We'd love to hear from you. It's imaginarystations@gmail.com. That's imaginarystations@gmail.com. And on behalf of Justin Patrick Moore and One Deck Pete, I'm wishing you great DX, 73s, and many blessings.